Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But if you came, they'd be like, they'd roll out the red carpet again. He's got a, you know, play. This is a feel-good Friday. Yes. Get me Damn Good Time that from his new album. And this is like a great, like he if it even says like Friday night, even says Friday in there. But yeah, so Justin, you going to go to the show?
I was going to go, and, you know, what kind of got me thinking was, if you were going to go to see, you know, Man Crush Jordan Davis, would you be bringing any other man crushes with you, like a Deontay Wilder?
Imagine if I showed up at the Jordan Davis concert.
Yeah, I don't see Deontay Wilder going to that, but, you know, I could see me going there. We can go down and play Due Process, play a little golf that day.
You really want to do this?
Yeah.
That would be funny, Justin, me and Deontay Wilder hugging hand in hand, arm in arm, going to the Jordan Davis concert. See,
right, here we go. Here we go.
It's a good one, right?
The smoke from a grill, a bunch of trucks in the fields. Yeah. This is how the start of a hangover feels.
Yeah, we know that.
It ain't helping him. Yeah. I'll freeze a bird too, cause it's Friday evening and I got a little bit of payday to lose. Well, damn good time, good to see you again.
Payday to lose, baby.
Yeah, right. It's Friday.
I like it.
All right. The chord change that makes it a hit right here, right?
Boomer Geo on the
at CBS Sports Network. That'll be us. July 21st. Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a feel-good Friday with the tournament going on, with these teams wrapping up the regular seasons, with the NFL, obviously, and, of course, Major League Baseball. Can you believe that 1 week from today, we are going to be sitting in these chairs talking about Mets and Yankees playing opening day games and, you know, starting their seasons. I mean, it's weird that it's on Friday, Thursdays now. It used to be on the Monday afternoon, and that was the way it should have been and everything else.
It's great, right? It's crazy. And this is a it seems like every night is jam-packed now.
Yeah.
Especially with the NCAA basketball and all the different hockey going on and the NBA playoffs. And are your teams peaking, or are they, you know, just basically going the other way? Right now, the Knicks, I feel like, are going the other way all of a sudden.
Yeah, so the Knicks are going the other way. The Rangers are sort of in the middle, right? They're not really peaking.
They took five out of a potential 6 points from Pittsburgh when they played them three games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then they split with Carolina. You know, I think that they're figuring it out. Really, what it all comes down to for all of these teams, no matter what sport it is, it all comes down to the guys being healthy and ready to roll. And, you know, the Islanders are getting more healthy now. I mean, the Devils have been on the heels of the Canes the entire season. You know, and it's going to be it's going to be epic. I think the playoffs in the NHL are going to be epic, especially on the Eastern Conference side of things, because you have the best team in Boston, who has been great from week one until now, and they already have 115 points.
Yeah, every time you slam your fist on the desk there, it knocks my headphones out. You did that yesterday with the whole whatchamacallit thing with Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Like, I don't know why you guys don't believe me. And then my headphones over here like got knocked out. I had to put the thing back in and everything else, and you just did it again there.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, I like the passion, you know?
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, is
sports,
the passion.
It's sports passion.
It's sports passion. I want the Rangers and the Devils to meet in the first round, and then we're going to have Chico Resch in here for 4 hours every day after the games. That's what we're going to do. And if they win, he's just going to sit in the chair and go, woo! Every hour.
That's what he's going to add to the broadcast.
Yeah, the whole show.
I would figure that you'd want my team and for me to be happy. You're not a Devils fan.
I'm not a Devils fan. I'm just saying it would be great to have Chico Resch in here wooing.
Yeah, but it seems like you are trying to get it ruined for me. Like, I don't feel that way about you.
How am I supposed to pick between you and Jerry?
You know, when the Minnesota Vikings are doing well, I'm happy for you.
No, you're not. You're doing that whole thing. Your defense sucks, boy. Let me tell you, this team's terrible. It's embarrassing. You got killed by the Cowboys. It's embarrassed.
I went out to Minnesota, and I brought you back gifts from Minnesota.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
But I went out there because that's when the Super Bowl was out there, and I brought you back. I was buying gifts for you in the airport.
That was great. That's all. That's something you do for your kids when you remember that you have kids after a trip, you know? You're like, oh, that's right. I've got children. I should get them something. Let me go into the airplane shop and grab a stuffed teddy bear and a box of crayons.
Well, the best part of it is this year the Super Bowl is in Las Vegas, and of course we at CBS have the Super Bowl. And I'll be having to go out to Vegas in May to shoot Super Bowl promos and things.
Oh, wow.
So maybe I'll bring you back something from, you know, Vegas.
That'd be great. You know what I got to do? Have you seen this stadium swim that they have out there? So it's a Circa Hotel, and they have a humongous sports book in there. And then outside, they've got this massive pool with this giant, I'm talking, it makes the Mets' new scoreboard look like one of these tiny-ass TCL monitors in here. This giant-ass screen and it's got all the sports on it. So basically, you go inside, you make a bet, you go outside, you jump in the pool, there's waitress service, everything, you get everything, drinks to yourself, and you sit there in the pool on the rooftop of this place and watch all the sports on the TVs. It's phenomenal.
I'm doing that.
God, when you go out there, you got
to
do it.
Maybe that's where we need to stay.
Oh, when we go out there for the whatchamacallit?
Yeah, for the Super Bowl.
For the Super, yeah, the whatchamacallit. The
whatchamacallit, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. So I got to get out there and do that.
Hey, Steven, you guys will pay for that, right? Steven Waldron from CBS Sports?
I think we usually split the bill.
Oh, yeah, speaking of splitting the bill, there's a couple things I haven't even expensed from the trip. Whatever.
It's probably too late now. You passed the time.
Whatever. It's fine.
You mean they have a statute of limitations as
correct.
To when you can put in your...
Mm-hmm.
Really? How long? What is it?
The 15th of the month.
Eh.
Or the following month.
Yeah, so it's definitely... They really try to screw you with that stuff. They really do. Yeah, it's definitely over. It's got to be over, right? Yeah, it's over. 15th of the following month, it's done. It's over. Whatever. Screw it. I'll just hang on to those receipts for the rest of my life. But here's the thing about staying there is wherever we're broadcasting from, we're going to need to stay as close to that place as possible.
You're right.
But that's why I want to take another trip out to Circa and get out to that stadium swim. I mean, think about that. You walk in, then you go back in, you put a towel on, walk back into the sports book, make a bet, go back, dive back in, sit there, a little pina colada, sit back and watch your bet lose. And at least if you're losing, you know, you're in the pool. And you're having a couple of drinks. It's absolutely perfect. So you're going to be out there in May shooting that whole thing. Great. All right, let's go to Michael, who's in Dumont, and he wants to join us. What's going on, Michael?
Yo, Greg, Boomer, what's going on?
Hey, man, what you got, Michael?
What's going on, Greg? It's Fisherman Mike.
Fisherman Mike! What's up, man? How are you?
Good, pal. How are you?
Great.
Great, great. I want to, how we talk, show some Boomer, how we talk, show Boomer the last two things I sent you.
Yes, he sent me something on Instagram. Yes, I'll have to go and show him. Yes,
yeah,
Michael is a veteran
Michael is a great man and a fisherman, and he's shared some stuff with me on Instagram, so it's he's a good guy.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. That's it.
That's it.
That's the end of that. I guess we didn't hang up on him, by the way. Michael, we did not hang up on you. Something must have happened to your phone.
Yeah.
So anyway. But yes, he showed me an injury of his that he had there. Yeah. When he was fighting for our country, and he sent a picture of it. And I was like, man, oh man.
Oh boy.
You are a...
Where was he?
Tough SOB. I'd have to go back and look exactly where it was, but I couldn't believe it. He was like, man, he's like, I like fishing now, but this is what I used to do. And I was like, whoa. You know? See, it's tough with the Instagram stuff, like the looking at the messages. There's just so many of those DMs and people sending stuff to you, and I don't even look at that as much as I should. But maybe just get off all of it. You know what? You talking about Breece Hall and the Jets and all the things and all the crap that they're putting out there. Spike sending us emails about Twitter. I already just unplugged from all of it.
Well, the thing about it is for us is that, you know, I don't think Al gets into it with people. For whatever reason.
Oh, he loves it.
I know. You and I don't really get into it with anybody.
I don't really fight occasionally.
No, I don't want to fight anybody. I don't really care. It doesn't matter. I don't care who hates who. Who's fighting with
I'm
who.
I'm just going to get on TikTok. That's what I'm going to do.
Who's stupid with who. Who's sleeping with
I like who's stupid with who.
Yeah, I know you do, but I don't really care about
like
any of that
the Brady
stuff.
Thing and then what the he's going thing, on yes, and whatever. Giselle and Vanity Fair. And what was that quote that he put out there? Let me look back at the show sheet.
False friends or something.
Yeah, false
friends. Betrayal of false friends.
Yeah, it was a the betrayal of false friends from Waldo Emerson.
So they have two kids. Right?
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
So Tom and Giselle have two kids, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And is she living in Costa Rica?
No, she just goes there a
lot. Of time there.
No, she's not living there. She just goes there multiple times.
Kids go with her or no?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
And they bring the jiu-jitsu instructor.
Yeah, and that's a who's shtipping who moment there. A little wappity-wap down there in Costa Rica. Little bingo, bango, bongo. A little jujitsu and a little... You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway...
So Tom Brady put something out now?
Well, after she did all this whole thing.
In Vogue. That's what she gets paid for.
Vanity Fair. Yeah, Vanity Fair.
That's what she gets paid for. That's her job.
Well, no, her job isn't to trash her ex-husband. But
did she really trash him?
Oh, yeah, totally.
How did she trash him?
She went in there, started giving out stuff about what was going on.
She just said it was ridiculous that, you know, she gave him an ultimatum. That's all she said. She was just fighting back against what the narrative was.
Yeah.
You know the narrative.
Narrative. Like Aaron Rodgers does, yeah.
He's got a narrative.
Right.
See, that's what you're not. Are you a narrative guy?
Not necessarily, no. Depending on the situation. I don't think you're one or the other, you know. I think that's sort of depending. Do you believe in this narrative or you don't believe in that narrative?
Okay.
I'm not fighting narratives, though.
All right.
Generally. Sometimes you grow together, sometimes you grow apart, she said.
Okay.
When I was 26 and he was 29, we met, we wanted a family, we wanted things together. As time goes by, we realize that we just wanted different things. He wanted to play football and I wanted to bang a jiu-jitsu instructor.
Fornication. She didn't say that.
And now we have a choice to make, and we made that choice. He chose sports. I chose
she didn't say any of that.
Brazilian Schween.
Fornicating.
That's the way it went. And then,
what would we do without social media, honestly?
This is why now I'm back on social media.
You're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really understand. Does this quote have to do with
We
Giselle?
Would have not known about Larsa Pippen and her Grand Canyon without that whole thing.
Well, the Giselle stuff in the magazine, she was talking all about how they're such close, great friends. Then he drops that Ralph Waldo Emerson quote about fake friends. Interesting.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. So that I missed that whole thing. Yeah, so obviously they're not friends. I mean, you can't be friends afterwards. Stop.
Ralph Waldo, his success is false friends. All right, okay. See, now you're back in it again.
He goes, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends. To appreciate the beauty, to find the best in others. Yeah. False friends.
So they're fighting with each other publicly now? Is that what's going
on? Which is great. It just shows you, no matter who you are, how famous you are, how rich you are, that you're still going to go to social media to trash your ex. That's just what this shows. Doesn't matter. You could be in high school. You could be in college. You could be in your 40s.
He could jump on his G6 and...
Yeah, but he's still hurt by this.
Just saying, go out there to Vegas and do whatever he wants.
Sure.
Now that he bought the Aces.
Exactly. But it doesn't mean that he's not bothered by what's going on with her or Vanity Fair and jujitsu guy.
It's like, so he is not going to be doing Fox this year, right?
No, he has said he's not. Yeah.
And we don't think that there's a possibility he plays. I mean,
he's not playing.
I mean, the 49ers did call Ben Roethlisberger last year.
They did. He's not playing.
So if they call Tom Brady?
He's not playing. I'm telling you right now, I know Tom.
You know Tom.
I know Tom, and he sat on that dune, and he told us the truth. He looked us in the eye, all of us Tom Brady supporters, and he said, listen, guys, I'm telling you the truth this time. I'm not going anywhere, and I am not playing football. And even though my wife is riding horses in Costa Rica and also riding her jiu-jitsu instructor,
fornicating,
I'm not playing football anymore. I promise you. And I believe him. And he bought a kitten for his daughter, and that was that. So, he's done. And then Greg Olsen, who apparently now is the new Howard Cosell, thinks.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to get another year. It's unbelievable. Like, somehow that Greg Olsen is like it's this is horrible what's happening to Greg Olsen. And he's only made, like, what, $100 million in his career? He's got $11 million working with Kevin Burkhardt, calls the Super Bowl, and he still has a job.
People like him because he's not a lot of fanfare. He's not a lot of smoke and mirrors. He's just your very technical, well-spoken analyst.
Who's the smoke and mirrors guy?
I don't know.
Okay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry's back. He's got an update and moment of the day on this Feel Good Friday. What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and by Jackpocket. Play official site lottery games on your phone. I just saw the headline before I came in on social media, of course. The Lebatard Show, who we love those guys. I guess they were mocking Willis Reed's, the importance of Willis Reed.
Really?
And the Game 7 entrance. Yeah, isn't that weird?
Were they really doing this, or was this one of those Stugatz bits where he is pretending to be against it?
Like I just said, I didn't see it. I was wondering if you guys saw it.
The Stugatz is from here, right?
Yes.
He is, yeah.
Come on, man.
No, I think what my guess would be that what he was doing was satire.
Maybe. I was wondering if you saw it.
That's what he does.
What's it? Method? What do they call it?
Oh, yeah.
Method
performance art.
Oh,
performance art. Performative.
It was a strange little headline that I saw. Right? I couldn't listen to it because I had to come in.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
That's a good way to alienate a big portion of your listening audience.
I don't know. Yeah, well, let me see if it's real or not.
It probably isn't, but it seemed kind of odd. Anyway, let's get to the basketball from last night. First, we'll start with the stunning loss the Nets had because they were up by whatever it was, 8 points with a couple of minutes to go. Cleveland scores 12 of the final 14 points. In the last three, come off of a missed free throw by Donovan Mitchell that would have tied the game with 11 seconds to go, and instead they wind up taking the lead.
The free throw is no good, but then it's followed up and missed, and then the putback is also missed. The ball was loose with 6 seconds to go, and Cleveland comes up with it. LeVert throws it over to the corner where the two-pointer is good. Okoro hits the long shot from the corner.
And it turned out it was a three, and they would win 1-14. Bob Uesler on Nets radio. Isaac Okoro, the go-ahead bucket, and then the Nets can't score the other way with not much time left. Donovan Mitchell finished with 31. I think he had 31 the other night, too. And second time in three nights, Cleveland wins in Brooklyn, so a nice stay for them here. Here was Joe Harris. This one hurts.
This is a tough loss for us tonight. I felt like we really should have won this game. We were in control of the game for a majority of the 48 minutes. You have a tough loss, so everybody's feeling that.
Yep, as they've lost five in a row, and now they've fallen into seventh place in the East. As for Cleveland, five-game lead on New York for fourth because the Knicks lost to the Magic 111-106. The Knicks have lost three straight games. Beyond that, you've got the issues as well with Julius Randle, who got into it with the officials. You've got Emmanuel Quickley that comes over to try and calm him down, and he was having none of it.
And Randle gets knocked and falls to the ground. And as the first half comes to an end, Randle has to stop yelling at the officials. He's going to get a technical. His teammates trying to keep him away.
Leon Wu is a former player, NBA player.
And there's a technical foul.
It hurt enough for Randle.
It's become nonstop recently. Randle getting a man at Quickley, but Quickley's right. Randle has to stop.
That was Breen and Clyde on MSG at the end of the half. They would lose 111-106. Paolo Banchero with 21, Cole Anthony at 18 off the bench. Here was Tom Thibodeau. It's not a good look, clearly, with Randle. And the three-game losing streak, not great. They've lost 6 of 9, but all is okay.
There's emotion involved, so you want the emotion to get out of it. And then, sometimes when you talk, it clears the air. So that's good, but you also don't want, you allow for idiosyncrasies as long as it doesn't get in the way of winning.
What's that Russian bathhouse you go to or whatever occasionally? That little place over there?
You go
there
to a Russian bathhouse occasionally?
Gabe Athouse. What is that place that you go to? It's like you go with a saltwater pool and a whole relaxing thing. What's
air?
That?
Okay. The hammam or something.
Yeah, that's where Julius Randle needs to go. They need to send him there.
Calm down.
For a day just to relax. Maybe get a massage. Maybe get a craft massage. One of those.
And what about Al sending him the Hare Krishna beads he doesn't use anymore?
They could do that as well.
A meditation?
I don't see Julius Randle sitting there with that type of patience, but send him to the spa.
They need to buy him a plane ticket out of here is what they need.
Well, he's going to be on
the team.
What
are you without him, though?
I don't care. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're not going anywhere with him. His mood swings are remarkable. I mean, they are remarkable.
Nothing to jerk here.
And we gave him a lot of credit for his, what seemed to be some self-awareness around the All-Star game. When he said he spoke with one of his coaches and, went through this whole thing and he had some bad things happening in his life last year. Okay, everybody has stuff. But man, this is like, and even Mike Breen said it yesterday. And Mike Breen is, if you're an announcer for MSG, you're basically a propagandist. And you're not going to be, ripping into anybody or ripping any of the teams or any of that other stuff, or you're not going to have a job. And even he said it yesterday that he's got to stop already. And I don't know how many times we've said this over the last 2 years.
3 years, yeah.
You're right. Everything you say is right.
But weren't we 3 weeks ago talking about this team making a deep run into the playoffs?
Yeah, but this is the kind of thing that just like is so like unpredictable. You don't know when he's going to go off on one of these tangents and what kind of effect it has on the team internally. I'm sure the guys like him, but he makes Emmanuel Quickley look like an idiot yesterday.
No.
I disagree.
No, he made himself look like an idiot.
Well, I know he did, but he demeaned. Emmanuel,
well, he did do
Quickley.
That. He kind of looked down on him, and that is true.
And Emmanuel Quickley's a kid. He's happy. He seems to be, he loves playing for the Knicks. And when he's on, he's, jovial and everything. He's got a big smile on his face. Mm-hmm. It's everything you want. And then he's the one that is dealing with, this big baby in the middle of the field, in the middle of the court.
Yeah. It's
come on. And by enough already. Enough. I mean, if you're sitting here, you're Leon Rose, you're Scott Perry. If Scott Perry's still around?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Who's the other guy that they got running around?
World Wide West.
Yeah, and then there's one other guy. They got that other guy.
Steven Stout.
That's, elevating the brand.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, the brand manager. He's elevating the brand.
Yeah, the brand manager.
These four guys
got to
sit there, and if they're looking at Julius Randle going enough already. Come on. What are we doing here? Yeah. We're not going anywhere with this guy.
By the way, that Le'Veon thing was real, and apparently he was saying that that moment wasn't as big or shouldn't be as big as people make it out to be. The only reason it's big is because it happened in New York, and New Yorkers think that the only...
It's Game 7 against the Lakers.
Well, I wasn't there, clearly.
And nobody thought he was going to play. What? And Will Chamberlain was standing over there looking, couldn't believe that he was out there on the court.
Do you think privately... Clyde loves him. I'm not... Nothing again. Nothing personally. You think Clyde's like, I did score 36 points.
No, we know it's one of the greatest games in Knick history. That was that game.
Right, but we don't think of Clyde for that game.
Or why... Anybody who was alive and anybody who was a Knick fan does.
Mm.
But the point being is that Willis played 10 years here. Willis was an MVP here.
Mm-hmm.
He was an all-star MVP here. He was the team captain. He was the guy. And, you know, and Clyde, you know, I'm not saying he would defer to him, but, you know, when they needed something, Clyde would always deliver it, and Clyde was always clutch. But, man, you cannot downplay that moment. You just, for Knick fans, maybe for other fans, maybe those guys are Laker fans. Maybe they're Celtic fans. I don't know.
Well,
but for us as Knick fans, it was a huge moment.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about New York sports, not in the landscape of national sports.
Right, for us, it was a huge moment,
yeah.
Yes. Because none of us thought he was going to play. And you could hear it in Marv's voice when he came out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was shocked that he was actually on the court and he had his first two shots.
Let's get to the NCAA tournament, if we can. Gonzaga, UCLA in Vegas, and this one goes down to the wire.
Strother will get it in. Salas picks it up. Clock starts, 11 seconds. Salas across the timeline. Pitch it back, Strother. Deep three from the top of the key. Got it! Oh, he hit it! Strother from the top. 7 seconds left.
And that was Westwood One NCAA Radio with the call. They would hold on and win 79-76, ousting the Bruins. Strother obviously getting a lot of the attention for the huge shot, but Drew Timmy had 36 points in this game. And you always talk about learning from your past experiences. Here was Timmy last week on CBS. I think this was with Andy Katz after the game on the court with an interview.
You know, before that announcer signed on, but how long is that? In seven straight Sweet 16s, I'm like, we cannot be the team that one out.
That was on television. So last night, he's out there with Lauren Shahadi, and he clearly caught himself.
I gotta do whatever I can to fire this team up and fire myself up. And if people have a problem with that, then, you know, they can go show somewhere else.
Yeah, go somewhere else. Yeah, sure, that's it.
Actually kind of funny. So, yeah, so Gonzaga wins 79-76. UConn easy over Arkansas, 88-65. Then you had the other big game that went to overtime. Kansas State beat Michigan State, 98-93. The key play here.
And now with a minute to play, Kansas State has the ball. We're tied at 92.
Marquise Noel
throws to the rim for Johnson, who slams it in. Noel ties the record with his 18th assist. Johnson with the alley-oop slam, and it's 94-92 K-State.
All right. That's it for the Big Ten, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah,
pretty much. Anything else there, or just because they're out?
No,
it's just El Stinko is what it is.
I gotta learn to play this type of basketball that everybody else is playing.
Yeah, I think it's that. I think they kicked the crap out of each other all season, too, but what are you going to do? Here was Jerome Tang, the Kansas State head coach, as he was coming to the stage.
We had to celebrate a little bit. Hope y'all didn't mind, but work too darn hard. Not to 19 come in here.
Assists.
not to crazy. Enjoy a little bit, right?
And then he made sure that there were higher powers working for him.
First of all, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm just telling you, like, people, like, I would not be where I'm at right now if it wasn't for his faithfulness in my life and guidance.
Now, Marquise Knowles set the...
And we know that Jesus hates Tom Izzo.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's known that for years.
Marquise Knowles had 20 points, 19 assists. He assists a new tournament record. He was asked about his performance.
Marquise, could you put into words what tonight was like for you, a New York City guy, to play that way in your hometown?
Man, I just want to give all the honor and glory to the man himself for giving me this platform to showcase, you know, my talents and my gifts.
I do that for Eddie.
Was he didn't name his? Did he mean Jesus again?
Yes, he did. Oh, as a matter of fact, yes. Yeah. So I think he's from the Bronx or from Harlem. I forget. So very cool for him with a monster. He also had 5 steals.
Yeah.
It could be one of the best performances we've seen, right? 2019 and 5?
I mean, that's a lot of assists for a college basketball game.
Very, yes. Very, very cool.
Remember the movie Pootie Tang?
No, I don't.
Because I heard Jerome Tang, and then it made me think of Pootie Tang.
Who was in that?
I think it was a Chris Rock thing, and he created a character, Pootie Tang.
Well, sure, there wasn't.
Did he also have a vote in Florida?
Yeah, along with Anita.
Anita and Holden.
Yeah, Pootie Tang. Yeah, it was Chris Rock was in it. Wanda Sykes, J.B. Smoove. 2001.
By the way, you know who wrote Pootie Tang?
Is it Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
Look at that. Unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
I think I heard an interview, though. He said they completely edited his screenplay and, like, pretty much destroyed what it was supposed to be.
He gave him the framework of the show.
And then they took and went with it.
Yeah. Yep. June 29th, 2001.
You've seen this movie.
That's probably why people forgot about it. If you think about it, June 29th, 2001, Pootie Tang comes out, and the whole world changes after that. So people forgot about Pootie Tang.
Very good point.
Like that, also that shy, what was that guy who killed that woman and buried her somewhere? That's all the thing we forgot about. That congressman, remember that whole thing?
Chandra Lee. That was right around that time.
Yeah, Pootie Tang and that murder, same time.
Wow. Yeah. Florida Atlantic gets to the Elite Eight for the first time ever. They beat Tennessee 62-55. Princeton and Creighton tonight from the KFC Yum Center in Louisville. Baseball-wise, you've got the Mets and Rays today, Yankees and Twins as well. We learned yesterday Rhys Hoskins out for the season, torn ACL, Phillies spring training game against the Tigers. Rangers beat the Hurricanes 2-1. Adam Fox, the go-ahead goal in the third. Artemi Panarin, the game-tying goal. 29 saves for Igor Shesterkin. You got the Devils and Buffalo tonight. 2 points for the Devils. They will clinch a playoff spot, and the Islanders skate with Columbus. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Ah!
All right, so Carlos from CBS Sports Radio screwed up Boomer's sports minutes, but as he pointed out, it was really on Boomer because he showed up later than normal. So I had some fun with the audio. And then later in the segment, Al revealed how Sal fully believed a white lie that he told last week. 13 threes for Orlando. Here was head coach Tom Thibodeau. So defensively, not good enough. We mentioned the 13 threes. The rotations weren't good. And he says simply didn't get to the open shooter in time.
If someone was late.
Happened more times than not, as a matter of fact.
What was that?
What's that?
What was that?
Well, that was Tibbs. The rotations were...
If someone was late.
I know what that is. Now I know what it is, now that I'm paying attention.
We saw Mark Cuban's scorer's table. That's unusual. Not unusual is seeing the GM sometimes speak. Sean Marks after the game. So this whole thing with Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
So he was down talking to the media. They asked about the box out, the fact that they didn't get it done. Was he over the line?
Someone was late. Mate.
You guys were out last week and Sal and Jerry were filling in during the warm-up show. I told CeeLo that I went to Princeton and Sal believed it.
God, no. Oh my God. Yeah, meanwhile, you got like a 200 on your SAT.
680 or something.
Yeah, you went to Indiana State.
And locally, Kane University here in New Jersey.
They spell that K-E-A-N-E.
They do.
Al spells it C-A-N-E.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day, Casamigos Tequila. There you have it.
Thanks, Jerry. CeeLo on Monday. All right, it's Boomer and Geo Bill.
Oh, by the way.
3-day weekend.
Yes. Yeah, that was good. It's the Boomer and Geo Built Ford Tough Studio. That's right. Very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I think it was last week Al put out an Instagram post about all the nutrition people that he follows. So I started following these people as well. And this one guy is in New York right now. It just cracks me up because he doesn't normally live in New York. He lives in California or somewhere and he's surfing all the time or whatever. So he's come to New York and he's like doing all this crazy stuff like smuggling raw milk into his hotel room because raw milk is illegal in New York. So, like, he found some farm and, like, he got, like, drugs from. He's, like, in this little plastic bag. He's like, hey, I got this raw milk from this farm in New Jersey. So, it's illegal here in New York. So, if you're looking for raw milk, this is where you go. And it's just nuts. So, then he's so crazy. He's going into steakhouses and bugging these famous New York steakhouses to ask if they are cooking their steaks in seed oil. So he's like, hey, we're outside this famous steakhouse. He's like totally like annoying guy. He's like, hey, we're out this, outside the steakhouse, one of the most world-famous steakhouses in New York, and I'm going to go in there and see if they cook their stuff in seed oils. So then he's at this whole table, and he's like pointing his stuff. He's like, all right, this steak, this is not seed oil. This fish is vegetable oil. That's seed oil. You got to stay away from that. That's green. I won't eat that because of lectins. This over here is spinach. I'm not sure what that is. Probably got some cream in it. I don't know where that cream's from, but you can get this bone marrow here that's cooked in butter. That's what they say. So that's what you get. I'm like, oh, my God.
So this guy's a food activist.
He's crazy. Yeah.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, Dr. Paul Saldino or Saldano is his name. I tried because I saw he was in New York and Jerry loves his stuff. When you guys were out, I tried to get him to come in, but he never responded.
Ah,
to
it's
me.
Too bad.
I'm like, we should have had him when I was here because now I'm following him.
Yeah, he's not responding to us.
Oh, he's not responding to anything. Oh, he would. He's crazy. just been a food activist and trying to stand in front of our great steakhouses and saying that their food sucks.
Well, he's a very carnivore guy, eats nothing but meat and no seed oils.
Yeah. Okay, great. Good for you.
He wants fruit. Yeah, meat and fruit. But he wants to know when you go to a restaurant, what are you cooking this in?
Yeah, animal-based is what it's called. He calls himself, right?
Animal-based, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you eat animal-based? I'm animal-based. And then he eats, like, organs and stuff.
Yeah, heart and liver.
Yeah, he's like, this is why he's, like, holding up a heart in the Instagram thing. He's like, this is why I gotta eat this heart. Because what it does, it provides this. And here's some liver.
You know, when he was traveling here to New York, another thing he does, he's preparing for the flight. He goes, now, you can't bring your own water on the plane, but you can bring coconuts. Imagine sitting next to a guy on a plane cracking open coconuts and drinking the water out of it.
And on top of that, he also put liver in a Tupperware thing. And he has his little tray table down, and he's popping in raw liver into his mouth on the plane.
That's got to stink.
Yeah, of course it does.
By the way, you know, you can eat whatever you want. No problem.
Yeah.
You can be a food activist, all that other crap. But don't sit next to me opening up a tray of liver.
I know you
when
can't.
When I'm sitting on a plane.
Right, you can't eat
if
that
I
on
gotta
a plane.
Smell that on a plane.
Exactly.
You might just get
waylaid on the
right, exactly. What is out of your mind?
Oh my God, it's incredible. Yeah, but that raw milk thing was just like, so he drinks like the milk straight out of the udder?
I don't know what raw milk is.
It's unpasteurized.
Yeah.
Is it straight out of the udder?
I don't think it's straight out of the udder.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw him one of those Instagram posts, like, just with the udder right into his mouth.
Like Tom Green did.
Yeah, right. He did do that.
The problem with raw milk, it can carry, like, salmonella, listeria, that kind of stuff. Those really nasty...
Yeah. Can carry harmful germs,
like bacteria,
right?
And stuff like that. Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
He may want it for whatever reason, but...
Yeah, so I can't, like, there's stuff that he does with the seed oil stuff, and he'll go to the supermarket and he'll show you things that you shouldn't be eating and educating you, but then he gets to this raw milk and then this liver and all that stuff, and then I can't, you know, I just can't pay attention to him. Then it's a little much. Well, why is raw milk outlawed in New York?
Like, I don't know. There are a bunch of states that don't allow it. Probably because, like,
probably
say,
because
you
of the bacteria and everything, you know.
I mean, come on. We still have subways running. It's filled with bacteria.
I mean, you want salmonella? Good luck.
I don't want it, but they don't outlaw chicken.
You know what I'm saying? You get chicken from the salmonella from chicken.
Eating, but you're not eating raw chicken. You could. You're cooking it. You're not eating.
You could if you wanted to.
That guy's also always running around shirtless for the most part.
Yeah.
In New York, he's got a shirt on, but.
Yeah, supposedly, it boosts immune health, according to him, right? It's an amazing source of hydration. You get a natural glow with it. Better for people who are lactose intolerant.
Mm.
It improves digestion.
And gut health. That's what they talk about.
But meanwhile, you could be shoving some bacteria down your throat.
Yeah. Raw milk. I got myself some raw milk, some coconuts, and some bone marrow, and some organs. Here we are at this steakhouse. I'm just thinking about he walks into like Luger's. I'm going, get out of here.
They don't want you taking raw milk. Like you've never had it before. Don't go right out and buy it and drink it. You know, they want you to get your gut ready for it. Give yourself 2 weeks of preparing to start drinking raw milk if you want.
What do you do? Like start kissing cows for a week or something? Why do you prepare yourself?
Probiotics and things of that nature.
Okay, all right. All right, I guess that makes sense.
All right.
But I just, and then he walked into this other place that was supposed to be healthy in L.A., and he walked in there, and he's like, hey. So you guys say everything's healthy. Like, what are you cooking this in? It's like, I got some really extreme diet restrictions. What are you cooking this in?
And the person's like, I don't know. Hold on. He comes back. He's like, yeah, this one's a canola oil. This is sunflower.
Oh, really? Huh. See it, and he stands outside of the place with, like, the name of the place in front of him. He's like, see? This is all bull crap. This place is bull crap. I'm like, oh, boy. Yeah, I guess, you know.
It can make you crazy. If you start following that stuff, you start getting into everything. It gets to be a lot.
Well, it's good to know that the steakhouse was like a place. It's like, you can find stuff here at the steakhouse. It's like, they cook this in butter.
There is a thing that's raw milk laws state by state. State by state raw milk laws.
I bet Alabama says, you know, you can drink all you want, right? Texas,
I'm
with
not
your gun. Yeah, right, exactly. You can shoot it in Alabama. Shoot it right out of your gun into your mouth. Yeah. I mean, do you have New York?
I do.
Okay.
New Jersey, sale of raw milk for human consumption is prohibited. That's what it says in here on this.
Yeah.
New York milk must be sold directly to consumer from farm licensed by the New York agricultural markets where produced. Sign must be posted warning that milk does not have protection of pasteurization.
This has to be some sort of thing to protect the dairy industry.
Oh, here's my wife's breast milk.
Like, who cares if people are getting sick from it? So many was selling
milk
cigarettes.
Milk for animal feed is permitted. Any raw milk sold as animal feed must be clearly labeled with the text, not for human consumption. It is not legal to sell raw milk for human consumption down in North Carolina.
Wow. You think they'd let everything go?
Yeah, you'd think so.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.